We used to get the milk from a man called Paddy Hughes. Now, he had a cart with a big chromium milk churn on it. And he used to call to all the houses in the area. And my mother would have her jug for the milk. And he always gave them a little tilly for the cattle. And that was an unusual thing, because it meant that he'd give an extra squirt of milk in for the cat. And that was a practice that he followed all my life when I was in Fairview, when he was delivering milk. We had the coal vendors coming along singing coal blocks, coal blocks. And he would come along too. And that was why everybody knew he had a bell on the horse. And he used to ring the bell so everybody knew in the area that the coal man was around. And then on fish day on Friday, we had the fish woman. And she would come along on a little pram with a board on it. And the board was obviously nicked from Johnston, Mooney's and O'Brien's, or from Kennedy's Bakeries, the two main ones then. And she had the fish laid out on the board. And it was a white board, would carry about 7 or 8 loaves of bread. But that's how they used these particular board, was to carry the fish on them. And she'd great saying, she'd be roaring, "Hout herdens, hout herdens, get your hout herdens." And then she'd say, "And lovely whitening, lovely whitening." Now, of course, that was whiting, but she had her own Dublinese and she used to call it whitening. Now, you had a great treat as well if you visited Johnston Mooney's and O'Brien's shop over at Merino Mart, where they had it for many, many, many years. But what we loved there, they had gourd cake. And the gourd cake was laid out on this slab that the fishwoman used to have. And it was a lovely thing because it was made up of leavings. And when I would get any money, or my brothers would get any money, we'd be over to Johnston's to get this lovely, it was a fruit cake, really, like you get now a mince pie, a fruit cake like that with ice on top of it. And it was really a delight. But my mother took none too kindly to it because she thought they were made of the leavings of the baker. And she didn't agree with it, but by heavens, we lashed into it every chance we got to buy it.